Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You may be seated. Just to give you some more good news, wonderful updates. Wasn't Sunday wonderful? We really had a wonderful... that lady that came in here, I didn't know her, and she got instantaneously healed. I found out later that she had had a terrible fall years ago on her head and had a terrible head injury. And for years, from what I understand, she suffered with headaches. And she was instantaneously healed Sunday. It went away just like that. And she had a, she said, she testified there was a coolness in her head that she could feel. And then we had some other miraculous happenings that took place instantaneously. And Miss Kathy got a healing, and I checked with her tonight, and she's still healed. Hallelujah. Thank God. Well, Homer calls me all the time. He's called a few times, and he's just been enjoying the miracles taking place. Now those meetings are over, people are still coming to him, and he's still, the miracles are still happening. So praise God. He had a young man and a teenager come over to the place where he was at, and there was a bunch of adults, from what I understand, in the room. And they came in there, and they wanted to be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And he said, I've never, ever been a part of anything so miraculous. He said they were just, from what he explained instantly, filled with the Spirit, and they just stood there, and just the glory of the Lord was on them for about 20 minutes. They couldn't stop praying in tongues. And then a couple of days ago, I think it was yesterday or the day before, there was another lady that came over with her husband, and she was in a wheelchair, and she had been, she had never, ever walked. From birth, she had been crippled. And he called you too, Alex? What's that? No, yeah, she had never walked. And the Holy Ghost, got the gift of faith, it sounded like, came on him. And he said, in the name of the Lord Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And Rosie was watching her leg, and the power of God came into one of her knees was just shaking. And she actually stood, got out of her wheelchair, and stood up. And but from what I understand, that may have been, I don't know, may have been the first time she had ever stood. I don't know. But it was a miraculous, just the glory of the Lord was so strong. And so he just keeps seeing all these miracles take place, and we just give God all the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just talk about that spirit that changes us. And from glory to glory, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you have been praying in the Holy Ghost recently? Amen. Will I ask for a show of hands? Yes, I will. How many have been praying? Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're getting closer. Because all these miracles are taking place. How many have noticed recently, since things are getting closer, that maybe the war has been ramped up just a little bit? Have you noticed that? Well, he's given us something to win this war with. It's not with the flesh, but it's with the Spirit. If any man be in Christ... 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, what became new was not your body, not your address. But what became new was that you became a new creature on the inside, and what empowered you to be that was that new nature. And that's the part of you that Christ has ordained to lead the fight in whatever you're going through presently to go to the next level in your life. 2 Corinthians 3:17 says the Lord is that Spirit. Everybody say that Spirit. Now what Spirit is that? Do you know? Is that the Holy Ghost or is that your Spirit? That's our Spirit. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and we'll back up in a little bit and just show you that. The Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. So what he was saying here is this, that new nature sets you free. When the Holy Spirit came in and did the work of 517, made you a new creature, what happened was that's where the liberty came in. I like the way that Pastor Dave says it. He says that the Holy Spirit, and he's talking about directly, he did not set you free from sin. If he could have, he'd have set all the Old Testament people free from sin. But what he used was the new nature. And in 2 Corinthians 3, here it begins to talk about the administration that took place through the law when they were under the law. And it says here in verse 4, it says, "For such trust we have through Christ to Godward, and not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is what? It's of God, who also has made us as able ministers." Why don't you just call yourself an able minister right now? "And able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit." Now that little spirit, that small s there, is supposed to be a small s, because that's what we've become now. We've become ministers of the Spirit, the new nature. "For the letter," that is the law, as it was, "killeth, but the Spirit giveth life." And he goes on to say, "If the administration of death, written and graven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away, how shall not the administration," or the ministration "of the Spirit," that's us, "be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation," that's when they were living under the law, "if that was glorious, much more," he says, "if that administration," or "that ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no," there was glory under the old. When you read the Old Testament, there's a lot of glorious things there. But he said that thing, "the old had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelleth." And that's what we've got tonight. Hallelujah. We've been born again. "For if that which is done away with was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such a hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished." In other words, they couldn't see that this is all coming to an end one day. And he says, "Their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament," which veil is done away with in Christ. In other words, any Jew that is able to see, you pray them in and the Holy Spirit comes and they're able to see, wow, this is he really is the Christ. Then the moment that takes place, that veil is taken away out of off their eyes. "But even," he says, "but even to this day when Moses is read," that's the Old Testament, "the veil is upon their hearts. Nevertheless, when it shall turn," that's the heart, "when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil," in other words, it's taken off, the Holy Spirit breaks that veil, "and it shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit." He's not saying that the Lord is himself. He's saying the Lord is the Spirit that we've received now that we've been born again, the Spirit of Christ, that new nature. "The Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is" what? "Liberty. But we all with open face," in other words, there's no veil over us. When we read the New Testament, we read the Old Testament, we understand it thoroughly by the Holy Spirit. "But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed." That word "changed" means, it's the same word where we get metamuphe or metamorphosis, where it means a changing process. How many of you know that you're in a changing process? All right. So don't be too hard on yourself. Know this, that that adversary that you've been facing, the devil, well, he's only had, like, you know, how old are you? I mean, we got the youngest person in here. I mean, you're still the oldest person in here. Still real, real young. You're still real young. And you haven't been at this thing a whole long time. The devil's been watching humanity for the last, 2,000 years. So we've been saved, maybe you've been saved 30 or 40 years. You're not at a disadvantage, but at the same time, understand something. He's been watching mankind for a long time. So don't beat yourself up too bad while you're in the changing process, because we are being changed. We are being changed. But the amazing part is this, that the Word says that we are being changed from glory to glory. Hallelujah. The glory that I've got today, I'm not going to give up. Amen? And that glory is going to change me as long as I don't quit, as long as I don't say, okay, that's it, it's over. I'm giving in. I forget it. I'm not going back to church no more. I'm discouraged. That glory is changing me from this level of glory to the next glory. And the Word says it's changing me. We are being changed in the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, again, that's not the Holy Ghost. In other words, the things that you're doing today to nurture your new nature, which one of them may be the Holy Ghost. You may be praying in the Holy Ghost. But whatever it is that you're doing is going to take you to the next level of glory. Whatever that you're doing, in other words, whatever you're supplying to that new nature, that's the part of you that's going to transfer enough power over to get you to the next place. We're being changed from glory to glory, but we won't be changed from glory to glory unless we do the things that will supply everything to that new nature. It needs no more righteousness. It's fully righteous. But it does need a continual, Paul says, I die daily. Now, he died to his flesh, but he died so that his spirit would raise up above his flesh. Romans, this is familiar to us, Romans 8. Turn there. Romans 8, 9 says this. But you're not, everybody there? But you're not in the flesh. Well, I thought I was in the flesh yesterday, Pastor, when I cussed the cat out. Or I, husband or wife, or said this, said that. No, I know that we know those things in the vernacular in which we live. But Paul is saying this, you're not in the flesh anymore. Why? Because you've been given a spirit, a new nature, that is living in glory and will take you to the next level of glory as long as you know who you are. He says this, but you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. And that's that new nature. It's still not talking about the Holy Spirit. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. Now, he declared your body dead. Now, I don't know if you've noticed it or not recently. Maybe I'm the only one in here. My flesh is not dead. It doesn't seem like it's dead. But according to the Word of God, it is dead. What will take me to the next place of understanding how dead that place is? If I continually give myself over to the glory that I'm in right now, in other words, the place of standing that I'm in right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I'm guaranteed that I'm going to change from this place to the next place. I'm going to go from glory to glory. The Word says here that the body is dead. He declared it dead. Now, this is where fasting comes in. It really helps because of sin. But the Spirit, that new nature, is life because of what? Righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal, what? Bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, you'll die. You shall die. But if you through the what? Spirit that's being changed from glory to glory, if you do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the what? Sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, what? Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself beareth witness with our spirit. Now, the King James says itself, but it's better translated Himself. How many of you know the Holy Spirit is a person? The Spirit Himself beareth witness that we are the children of God. When it says that we've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we've received the spirit of adoption, that's your new nature whereby we cry, Abba, Father. I don't know that I've ever heard my spirit walking around while I'm just walking around or never woke up saying, Abba, Abba. But, I mean, I have at times saying, Daddy, but normally you don't think that. But what it's saying there is this, there is a witness going on even in the darkest of your trials that you are His son, you are His daughter. There's something on the inside of you that keeps crying out, that keeps saying, I'm not going to quit. You're not going to quit. That's what brings people back. That's what brings them back from sometimes they're gone for a while and they come back and they say, you know, I'm here and I'm thank God I'm here. And then the devil starts saying, well, you've been gone. And then he starts trying to do that old blame game. Don't listen to the devil. He's a liar. All that your Father wants you to know is this, that you're back and you are guaranteed to come back by His word right here is that even no matter how far down you get, there's something on, there's an internal compass that keeps saying, Abba, Father. It won't let you quit. Praise God. I don't want to quit and I don't want it to let me quit. Hallelujah. I've been born again. Praise God. I has been born again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Romans 12, we're right there in Romans. So we're just giving you more word, more scripture. It says this, I beseech you therefore, brethren, and I'm beseeching you, sistren and brethren. Hallelujah. Sistren and brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your, what? Bodies, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your what? Reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now this is the process. This is the process. The renewing of the mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. I'll tell you this, I want to go into this fullness. I don't want to be in the same place next year. I do know this, that if I keep offering my body, well, what's your body have to do? In my body is my spirit. And I can say, well, I'm going to offer my spirit, but as long as I give my body to, you know, as Miss Gay gave me, man, you put me at the top of the top. If I was fishing every day, I could say, well, I'm giving my spirit over to this. Well, you could pray in tongues while you're fishing. I mean, I've prayed in tongues while I'm hunting before. But you're not going to give yourself a living sacrifice in those places. A living sacrifice has to be a place where you're actually coming to a place where you're saying, okay, body. Now, I've done the other for a while. I've done the maintenance. How many of you know what maintenance is? Maintenance is keeping yourself alive until you can bring yourself into the giving yourself over as a living sacrifice. If you're not giving yourself over as a living sacrifice, keep doing the maintenance. Because if you don't do the maintenance, you'll never do any of it. But if you continue to do the maintenance prayer, riding up and down the road, doing what you're doing, eventually you're going to give yourself over as a living sacrifice. In other words, you're actually, your physical body is going to become obedient to your spirit where your physical body begins to shut down and say, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to open the word, I'm not going to be preoccupied with other stuff right now, I'm just going to absolutely discipline myself for a while. And if we give ourselves over as that living sacrifice, what happens here is we're promised that we will be transformed by the renewing of our mind. The renewing of our mind is really where everything, my spirit really is perfect. It is perfect. My spirit can be taught, but my spirit is as righteous as it'll ever get. If I keep praying in tongues for the next 50 years, I'm not going to make my spirit any more righteous. I can teach, the Holy Spirit can teach me things to my spirit, and I can learn in that sense of the word, but the renewing of my mind is where the warfare is at. And as my spirit progresses and as my spirit goes from glory to glory, it has the capacity to reach out and cause my mind to be transformed to the Word of God. The more that my mind is, and this is where confession is so important. This is where reading the Word of God is so important. And this is where getting some of your favorite confessions out. And you know what? I appreciate when people write confessions. I appreciate that. And I've used people's confessions. You know, the best confessions that you can make are the ones that you write. They're the ones that you come up with yourself. They're the ones that you find out of the Word of God, and that you're there. You've put yourself into those, and you've begun to see what the Holy Spirit is saying to you about every part of your life. The more you confess these things, the more you read the Word of God, the more your mind is transformed. After a while, even at night, while you're sleeping, the Holy Spirit can come in your dreams. He can come in those confessions, and He can begin to renew your mind so that you're being transformed by the renewing. And that's where the warfare's at. That's where the flesh is at. That's where, because as far as your spirit is concerned, you are who you are. You are a son or daughter of God. Hallelujah. And you're awful handsome and you're awful pretty. Hallelujah. Just as you are. And I'd like, you're just fine as you are, but we all need to be changed. Amen. We do need to be changed. Hallelujah. So we're just going to keep going forward. Because why? Because Immokalee is in what? It's in revival.